This week on Barbell Shrugged, we interview Garrett Fisher, CrossFit Games athlete.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Welcome to Barbell Shrugged. I'm Mike Bletzer here with Chris Moore and Doug Larson. We travel to NorCal CrossFit up here in San Jose. We're hanging out with Garrett Fisher.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
He placed fifth at the CrossFit Games this past year. Before we get into too much discussion with Garrett, I just want to remind you guys to go to barbellshrugged.com, sign up for the newsletter. That way we can let you know of all the stuff that we're doing, all the stuff that's coming up.
So many stuffs.
Many stuffs. Yeah, we stopped talking about what we're doing on here.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, just go to the website. Check it out. I don't want to make this a big advertisement.
Keep it evergreen.
This is when it's going to turn into a big advertisement. If I say that.
That's right. So you are Jason's training partner, Jason Kalipa. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay, we podcasted with him the other day.
Yeah.
He's an intense dude. Yep. Fun to hang out with,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, definitely fun. Just a good guy all around.
Yeah. How'd you end up hooking up with him originally? Been a friend of yours for a long time?
No. So I moved down here about 2.5 years ago to go to school, San Jose State. And I just walked through the doors, and he was coaching a class. Kind of got to know him. And, I mean, there's a whole story behind how I kind of got where I'm at now. But, yeah, I just walked in the door.
Say what, Chris? No, because you're a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're 22, is
22.
That right?
Yep, 22.
And you've been doing CrossFit for how long now?
For about 7 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh, shit,
it's really? Been a while.
Did you start here?
No, so I started at CrossFit 209 Sport in Stockton, California with a couple guys named Vince Carter and Gabe Subri. I don't know if you're familiar with Gabe Subri, but he was a 3-time gamer. So, yeah.
Is that your hometown?
Yeah.
Yep. Cool, man.
Yep.
And what's your training background before that? Were you always into fitness, lifting weights, kind of your whole childhood?
Yeah, totally. So I played baseball and basketball throughout high school. And then I played 2 years of junior college baseball. And that was it. And then I started focusing on CrossFit. Just kind of went from there.
And you're in school now.
Yep.
And just we were kind of going over a little bit of what you're doing now. So you're in school full-time, doing coaching, and now you're doing some Level one stuff on top of that?
Yep. So I'm finishing my last year at San Jose State. I'm a coach full-time here at NorCal CrossFit. Training. I'm still interning for HQ, trying to get on staff there. So traveling. Just been busy.
Taking a step backwards by coming on the show?
Yeah.
Not sure it's going to be great for your career, but you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
You were talking to Jason the other day, like I was saying, and that dude seems like he is the busiest person that I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you're in college right now. You're doing the level one staff type stuff, trying to get on the team, so to speak.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably have more time available to train than Jason does. Like, how do you guys match up your schedules?
I definitely do have a little more time than Jason. Jason's lots of times, we're warming up. He's on the rower, pulling one hand, and he's talking on the phone.
He was telling us a story.
Yeah.
He was bragging about his balancing act and his partitioning of time.
Yeah. Or he's on the GHD taking a call, or like in between a workout, literally in between the workout, like right when the workout's done, he's on his phone making a call real quick, and he's coming right back in to come work out again.
Oh, we need to get both of y'all on the podcast.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. We need you there. We need to hit him there to call Jason out the other day.
What did Jason say?
He was talking about like the work-life balance and like, you know, focus on one thing at a time and try not to like do two things at once, like talk on your phone and rowing at the same time.
Don't get me wrong. Right when that 3-2-1 clock goes, Jason's totally focused on the workout, but he has a lot of things going on. He has family. He's opening gyms across the world. And I mean, he definitely bounces the best the way he can, but he's Jason. He's all over the place.
Way to backpedal. That's good.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
But to get back to your question, how we kind of get together, we usually have set every day is like 1:30-ish. We usually all come here and throw down. That's always kind of for sure. And then maybe in the morning I hit him up, hey, I'm about to hit this workout. If you want to come, you could come.
Yeah.
And we go from there.
You only training once a day right now?
It depends. Yeah, it depends.
Walk us through kind of your typical day and a typical week.
Okay.
Just for training for the moment.
Okay. I'll
go on a date with girl number one on Monday.
So like usually I'll wake up and I coach a couple classes. I'll come here, maybe I'll hit like a quick session, like just super like rowing or skier, nothing too fancy. Just get the blood going, get the heart beating pretty well. And then I kind of just hang out till about 1-ish, and then Jason comes and we throw down. And then after that, I usually go to school in the evenings.
Yeah, that schedule wouldn't work for me because 1:30 is like nap time.
Yeah.
That would not work.
The afternoon lull.
And he wouldn't go to class. He'd just skip class.
Class, yeah.
That's right. So what's kind of your goat right now? What have you been focusing on after the games this year? What are you focusing on for next year?
Yeah, so one of my biggest things definitely is just get my gymnastics better. I feel like that was kind of holding me back a little bit. And then also just get my overall, just my conditioning up. I feel like I really want to get it almost like so it never breaks down. So no matter what's thrown at me, it's always there.
That's what crazy shit they throw.
Was there a workout at the games where like at the end of it, you were like, oh shit, that just kind of ate my lunch?
Naughty Nancy was that way. I placed pretty well in that workout, but it was definitely a killer workout. And all the Cinco's, the last couple workouts, I was toasted. Yeah.
That one looked fucking rough.
Yeah, that first one, all those the pistols were horrible, absolutely horrible.
And I'm sure for you those workouts are like impossible.
What happened?
Hang on,
all of our audio just turned off.
Just keep talking.
Oh, that thing went out, didn't it?
It's still recording our voices though.
Yeah, you're still good.
I'm sure for you the workouts are basically impossible to forget, but for all the people that weren't at the games or didn't get to watch the games, what were those two workouts? You just said Naughty Nancy
and the Cinco's. Those are tough for me. Probably actually not.
What were the workouts though? What were the workouts?
Oh,
what
Naughty
were the
Nancy was
and the reps?
Yeah, Naughty Nancy was 5 rounds of 20. What's it, 20? I think, no, yeah, it's 20 overhead squats at 135. And then it was a run, I think it was 600 meters, but it was up a hill and downstairs. So it was a little 5 rounds of that. And then the Cinco's, the first one was 5 deadlifts at 405.
Oh,
and then,
yeah,
one. And then 1.5 pood in your hand, and you have to do 5 pistols in each leg. So 10, 3 rounds of that. Handstand walk, I think 50 feet. Then rest 2 minutes, and then next one was 5 deficit handstand push-ups, 5 muscle-ups, and overhead walking lunge with 165.
Yeah. Did you finish all the deadlifts?
Yeah.
Man, I noticed that for a lot of people, that's a pretty tough challenge. I was thinking this for me, a guy who specializes in that kind of thing, you know, specifically, I'm like, man, to be tired and pull that many deadlifts, even at my body weight, that's a fucking tough challenge.
That's
man.
Actually, it reminded me of like a lot of powerlifters have like the 405. Was it how many deadlifts at 405 you can do? Is that
that's one like a rep test?
What's common? Test. 405 is like
20 or better.
Yeah, 405
really
is
well.
Like the common like number that like if a powerlifting team is training, like all right, we're gonna put 405 in the bar and just see how many times you can do it.
Yeah,
and you guys did it after like a weekend of. You know, it's the last wad. How many events were there total?
On
the top of my head, it was like 13.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, so like
there.
It was like the 13th event.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna pull what was it?
4 or 5.
15.
Yeah, 15
reps.
Yeah,
and it's pistols, which
it's
is also like
double body weight for about everybody, right?
That's
crazy.
Yeah, I definitely felt the deadlifts were challenging, but the hardest part of the workout were definitely the pistols, by far.
I think you get pretty fatigued off the deadlifts.
Mm-hmm.
Like deadlifts, doing deadlifts and then pistols combined.
Yeah. So this year, I feel like this year they went below parallel a lot, and our legs were just fried. I know mine were. I had nothing left in my legs at all.
I feel like that Naughty Nancy workout is basically squats and running uphill.
Yep.
That's got to be like the biggest quad pump you've ever had in your whole life.
Yeah, my legs were burning pretty bad on that one.
Being a taller guy, that's a rougher workout for you than it is maybe, you know, Rich Froning, who's, you know, got the shorter lever length.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you calling Rich short?
Yeah,
calling him
sorry,
out right
Rich.
Now. Okay, I guess he is.
Short legs, long torso.
The spiky hair makes up
leverage.
For it. The spiky hair creates the illusion of height.
Yeah.
So what kind of product are you using in your hair these days?
Everybody the real questions.
It's the end of a long day. I know you had a level 1 cert earlier in the day, right?
Yeah.
You've been traveling.
Yep.
I see nary a stray hair on that head.
Yeah, so everybody kind of asked me that. It's just typical. It's just
we got two challenge. Mine's more so than yours. We got two challenge hairlines. Yours is recovered some. Mine is regressed. And we can appreciate a good hairline. God damn it, that's a good hairline.
So I won't tell you the exact product. Kind of keep it a little secret. But
snap.
But it's just a paste. It's just a texture paste.
Is it a pomade or?
No, it's not a pomade. It's a little like it's. So pomade's kind of really sticky, and it kind of it's kind of greasy. This stuff is
it's more
of
a wax.
I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of in between like a gel and a pomade, like in between
is
that.
Glue?
No, it's not a glue.
Not a glue.
It's not a glue.
This guy knows his hair.
Is this one of those things where you're using a product that's not meant for your hair? Is that what's happening here? That's why you don't want to talk about it.
No, I think it could be. It could be like oil, a very high quality feminine product or something. Is that probably what it is? Like a nice female hair care product. Is that what's?
You want to be honest? So I get my haircut from the same person for the past 2 years, and her name's Lika, and it's at a ladies.
You gotta go for where the quality is.
Yeah, the quality is definitely
if fucking Fantastic Sam's can't pull the job off.
Is that a real place?
It is a real place. I don't know if they have them out here, but it's your basic go-to like barber deal.
Yeah, in the South, that's where like your mom takes you when she doesn't want to pay for an expensive haircut for the 5-year-old.
Look, if you got a hairline that you appreciate, they're gonna butcher that shit. Unskilled hands. You gotta go to qualified personnel.
Yeah. How was flipping the pig?
Ooh, that pig was. Disgusting. I don't know if you guys watched it, but in the burning run, I was first coming off the 2.1 mile run.
That's right.
I got to that pig. They didn't let us warm up with it, nothing. So we had no clue I was going to feel.
You didn't even touch it.
Yeah. And
oh,
it was,
shit.
Yeah. So
this won't be very heavy.
So yeah. No one got to touch it in
the
warm-ups?
Nobody got to touch it. Nobody got to play with it, nothing. When they introduced the pig, Jason picked it up for a half second at the hotel, and Dave Crasho yelled at him. Anyway, so they didn't let any of us warm up with it, and I was the first one to the pig. I didn't know how heavy it was. It was kind of wet too. I wish I wore gloves on it, but I picked it up like halfway, and if you look at my face, I'm like, oh my god,
the wave of doubt.
I have to go back and watch that video.
Like,
now
this is really, really heavy. I stepped back and I was like,
all right. What reminds me of is, was it 2 years ago when the dog sled was out in that final event?
Mm-hmm. I remember
the girl event specifically. So it looked like there had to be no warm up. You do movement 1, 2, 3, whatever.
I think
that
was Sunday as well.
Yeah, so everybody's like, yeah, I'm feeling really good about this. And they get all excited and they grab those handles and nothing happens. And that wave of terror washes over the face like, oh, fuck, I thought maybe I could win.
Yeah.
And now this shit's getting real.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, it got real right after that. And I remember I was only 50 yards down the field and I still had halfway to go. I looked up and I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can get there. And I look over to my side. Dan Bailey, forgive me for this one. But I look over to my side. I see Dan Bailey just slobber coming out of his mouth. And I'm like,
I'm like,
all right, it hurts just as bad for him as me, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a comforting thing. You look over. I know that guy's fit as shit.
Yep.
And he's not having a good time.
Exactly.
So I'm doing just fine.
Yeah,
calm
exactly.
the nerves.
Yep.
I guess what's really weird about that thing is I've got a lot of tire flipping experience. I used to do that all the way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like in 1998 when I was playing college ball, that first year, I did it for my conditioning.
Yeah.
Take a 700-pound tire, flip it 100 yards.
Yeah.
I figured if I could do that shit, I could do okay at everything else.
Yeah.
But that thing is not even like a tire, really. It's great and beautifully scalable. It's a fucking great idea. But the mechanics of that thing are not like grabbing a rubber tire. Where you kick and where you flip and how you time it must be super duper novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no real handles on it.
I want to try that thing.
Yeah, no real handles. And I was kind of grabbing from the side, which might have been a mistake, but I didn't really know at the time. And my hands just got all cut up from it. Like bad, like paper cuts.
On the ridge on the side.
Yeah, like paper cuts the whole entire week.
The metal.
Yeah.
Just getting it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And I don't know whatever pig I had, but for sure it had blood all over it.
So you said
bloody pig.
You're saying you wish you wore gloves, but when you wear gloves, what kind do you wear?
I just wear the Reebok CrossFit ones they gave us. Yeah, just the basic Reebok ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know they gave you
the
Reebok
same ones
CrossFit
everyone has.
Yeah, nothing.
You dumb asshole.
Nothing special. Nothing special.
Okay, so you can wear the gloves on that event?
Yeah, so they allow the any gloves. Any gloves that didn't have any like special like sticky stuff like
can you wear like because you can't I mean, maybe like wide receiver gloves
no you, so you can't so, yeah so you can't wear those but you can wear like the normal baseball gloves as long as they have nothing sticky on them and
in my powerlifting days boy me and that tacky I would sneak the tacky on any surface where I could get it because you know on the legs to make the knee wrap stick tighter on the hands to make the deadlift stick a little more it's the way to go it's not. Cheating is a subtle art form in powerlifting. Like, it's more so than any other sport. It's like, if I can sneak an extra pair of wraps somewhere, if I can tighten shit down, if I can, you know, cut the depth off, do anything to get an edge. Tacky this, tacky that. I'd come up from a meet sticky from head to toe.
is there anything... wow. Is there anything... is there anything going on like that at the games where, like, some guys are, like, trying to, like... you know, do little tweaks to
not cheating. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But one thing I've learned from Jason is that like so they announced the bar muscle up swim workout like 2 days before it was coming out, I think.
Yeah.
And that night Jason and I it was like 9 o'clock at night, everybody was going to bed. Jason and I, if you look, we were at the hotel, we were in the pool. we were swimming and they had a little warm-up area. We were swimming, hopping out and kind of like playing around, like see like what would work with like the bar muscle ups. Like we actually swam with gloves, see if the gloves would like affect the bar muscle ups, like what exactly was going on with that. But like cheating? No, nobody's cheating. Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that's the hardest part about doing something that's completely new and novel, like flipping the pig.
Yeah.
You just don't know where to grab.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
And you don't know like if wearing gloves is a good idea or not. Like those little things like can cost you the whole event.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but that's part of CrossFit is just thinking on the fly, learning.
Well, fuck, man. That's what happened to Rich, right? Like, I can climb that rope. The famous example
The first year, Rich Froning.
Turns out I couldn't just figure it out, and now that son of a bitch can climb a rope.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's what
you
mean. That.
Look, you have to go. These events are such a mixed bag and so variable and so unpredictable. Like, this is even an extreme version of, like, what Strawman used to be. You just didn't know what would come up in these events. So at some point, you dive in, you take a shot, your best guess. You come out winning, great. You do okay, we're fine. If you fuck up, you gotta let go, man. I mean, you gotta just get over that. Yeah. Next time you do it, you'll know.
Yeah.
Well, you spend the next year training it.
So you said you competed last year. You didn't go to the games. How'd you do at regionals?
I got 7th at regionals.
Okay.
Yeah, 7th. My first year, so.
First year competing overall, like, did you do, you didn't do the open the years before or anything?
No,
like
so I was playing baseball, I was playing other sports. I wasn't serious about CrossFit at all. I just did it, just like. Like, I would probably go to the
freak
gym.
Athlete.
Yeah, I would probably go to the gym. So, like, usually in the off season, I would go for like 2 months, get back in shape, kind of, and then season would start, and I wouldn't go back for 3-4 months. And then I was very, very inconsistent.
At what point did you, like, decide I'm going to start training for the games?
It never really, it just kind of happened. So I stopped playing junior college baseball, and I enjoyed going to the gym, working out, and competing just kind of happened. Yeah, I didn't really have a plan. Like, oh, I want to go to the CrossFit Games.
But did you like do the open and like were surprised by your performance and go, oh, okay, I can really pursue this? Or was there like a period of time leading up to the, like the first open you did where you were like, all right, I'm gonna really start hitting this harder?
Just like I said, I mean, I just worked out. I had fun, and the open kind of happened, and I just went for it, and I did pretty well, and I just kept rolling the ball. And
cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great lesson that look. Opportunity presents itself. You don't have a ton of experience with it, and you don't take it too seriously. It's like, you obviously had a tremendous athletic base.
Yeah.
You weren't too worried about, like, coming from a background of high caliber sport, I guess, like baseball. I guess the idea of going into an event, even if it's a large scale competition of fitness, I guess you were, let's say, well seasoned to that scenario. Like, you weren't going to get nervous about that when you had to get nervous about, you know, what position you play in baseball?
I played right field and first base.
Yeah, so if you can stare down a pop fly and catch that with everybody looking at you, what's the big deal with.
Yeah,
work out in the wad. And that's a good. I mean, people take these competitions like for powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman. I guess now CrossFit. You hear so many horror stories of people going, you know, man, my first competition. What do I do? I got to make sure everything's perfect. No, you don't. You just fucking go have a good time.
Yep, exactly.
If you do really well, that's a good, strong plus.
Yeah.
If you don't do really well, fuck it. What's the big deal? It's your first time. Take it easy.
Yeah. So I mean, since day one, I always just go in and have fun, and whatever happens. I just perform to the best of my abilities. And that's the approach I took at the games. And then
you seem to work out just fine, huh?
Yeah, and I just went in there and went and have fun, and it all worked out.
Sounds like you and Jason have like similar approaches as far as like just having like a good time, not forcing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep. So
not
like
setting high expectations.
Yeah, totally. We just go in there, have a good time, and work hard.
So you have low expectations for yourself.
No,
it'll be easy.
So I have
life will be good.
No. I have goals and I have expectations, but I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, whatever, like. You just gotta have fun. People take this stuff too serious, I feel like, sometimes, and it becomes not fun anymore.
Mike, let him be young. He's 22. He's got the whole fucking world ahead of him. Don't push any expectations on him.
I'll try not to.
Yeah.
Let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we'll talk about Garrett's secret schedule of supplements.
I like how you make that stuff up every time now.
Hey guys, welcome to the break. Mike Bledsoe here. Just a reminder to go over to barbellshrug.com. There's a video version of this podcast, which you probably picked up on, and you can go and view that. And a lot of times we make references or we're showing a movement or something like that. And if you're watching the video, you can see what's going on there. What's the other thing, CTP? What am I going to tell those folks?
Technique wad.
Oh, yeah. If you're watching the video version, there's a technique wad. You'll learn something new about how to do a snatch or a clean and jerk or a muscle up or something like that. We'll usually put that in the middle of the show, so make sure to check that out. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the show. And we're back with Garrett Fisher.
NorCal CrossFit.
That's right.
In the bowels of NorCal CrossFit.
Yeah, so last week, yep. Progenix took just about every CrossFit athlete they sponsor, I think.
Yep.
Almost all of them.
It was majority of them. Yeah.
You guys all went to Boston to Harvard for some research. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, totally. So they invited us, all their athletes, to Boston, to Harvard, to find out exactly why their supplements are the best supplements out there. Yeah.
Can you share what tests were doing?
They
won't give away any secrets.
Yeah, so,
is some of that secretive?
No, I mean, they took a blood test with us, but they really informed us of all the science behind it. They actually had like a couple scientists come and tell us that like they've been in the supplement business for, I don't know, 10 plus years, and they've never seen anything as good as Progenix.
You were a subject in a study, or you were just there like learning about it, or what was happening for you?
We were a subject in a study, and we learned about it, yeah.
Okay, so what did you guys have to do as subjects in the study?
Honestly, we just took a blood test and worked out.
Okay, so
that's a good study.
Yeah. So you worked out and then took some supplements, and then they took blood draws pre and post?
So they took our blood, and there's an analysis, like just pretty much like give us a full on blood work, like what I mean, just what? This is a full blood work, and I mean, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the deal. Like, we need like strap up to like no machines and like have like the.
You didn't have like a Soviet Rocky moment where I got hooked up like isokinetic machines.
No, not at all. It was just a blood test.
So it was like pre post thing where you took blood and then worked out and then took blood and then they compared the two different profiles.
Honestly, so they took the blood test and we haven't got nothing back because it just happened a couple days ago. So yeah. I'm still finding out the information exactly.
Well, it might take a little while to get it back, but they took blood and then you worked out and then they didn't take the blood again.
So we just worked out all before and then we took blood and then we went all back home.
So it's like a descriptive thing, just kind of characterize what makes them, I guess it could compare your baseline values to what they have in a lab for controls, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
See what spikes or, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to find out from somebody who was really paying attention. No, I'm just kidding.
I was paying attention. I was paying attention.
I guess if you're not, what'd you go to school for?
Business.
Okay.
Yeah.
As we all went to school, like, and had like a lot of research behind it. So like when we hear, we want to hear all the details, but you don't even know what details we want to know.
Honestly, this is honestly what happened. We got there, Tuesday night. We got there, we all worked out. Wednesday, we all kind of got together, worked out again, went to dinner, just kind of hung out. And that night at dinner, they brought the scientists in. They informed us like all like what exactly every supplement they have, like force, flow, like what every single one, what exactly does to us and why it's the best.
It's a little educational thing.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
Guess, right?
Yeah. A lot of educational stuff. And then Thursday, we woke up, we had a fast and then take a blood test. They did all their things and then we were free to go. That was it. Yeah.
You've been taking the flow?
I take the flow.
The salmon protein.
Have you done the flow?
I take the flow, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've only tried it a couple of times, but I like it. It's something new and novel that I've never taken before.
Yep. People say it tastes a little fishy, but I kind of like the flavor. It's kind of good.
I didn't feel like it tasted that fishy.
I don't think so.
When you pour it in, it smells fishy, but once you mix it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. So you kind of open it up. It smells fishy. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. It kind of smells a little fishy, but once you put some water in there, it tastes actually pretty good. And it's not really fishy at all.
Oh, if you put in warm water, it activates all the fishy molecules.
I mean, you're not gonna eat warm salmon, so why would you drink warm salmon water?
Yeah.
How would you eat warm salmon? What are you talking about? It's usually cooked. What you eat cold cooked salmon, you weirdo?
Oh, I'm thinking about sushi, I guess.
Oh, like, you know, but nice
I was
little
salmon living in
a nice
cold
little
water.
Cedar plank thing with you know, a little seasoning and lemon wedge or whatever.
I don't like cooked fish anyway.
No, you're a weirdo. And you won't read books in landscape mode.
I will only read books in landscape mode.
He fussed at me because I put a book out that he wanted landscape perfectly this way and this way. I'm like, come on, man.
Is it working? We're now on reserve battery power on your laptop. That would be a problem. I think Doug's going to fix our problem here.
So you're going to ask him about his particular approach to supplementation?
Oh, yeah. So what's your supplement schedule, your secret supplement schedule?
I usually wake up, and most of the time I don't like cooking breakfast. So I have a Perfect Foods bars. Have you ever had one of those?
No, man.
A perfect food bar.
That's the second time I've heard that this weekend.
They're most amazing bars ever. If you haven't had one, go to Whole Foods and buy a whole box. You'll eat them in like
I'll,
that.
I'll be buying some tomorrow.
I usually wake up, have a perfect food bar, and have some more muscle because that's what I like doing.
A little extra protein kick?
Yeah, a little extra. Let's get some extra protein in there. And then usually I'll eat again, and then I'll work out. If I work out just once, and then after I just have, I have some recovery. And then... and then usually I'm coaching or going to school, and the kind of like five-ish, like kind of that where you don't want to have a full meal before dinner, I usually have some flow. And then before I go to bed, I usually have Cancun. Oh. Yeah. So I use pretty much the whole supplement line. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear much food other than, do you eat?
Well, I asked for supplements, not food.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to forgive him. So it's really my fault and then your fault for that assumption.
Well, I'm an asshole. So, yeah.
So, I mean, so, Jake, I don't really like eating a lot throughout the day. I like just having, usually it's like one kind of biggish meal towards in the morning, like breakfast usually. And then throughout the day, I usually just kind of live off of bars and shakes. And then at nighttime, I go to town.
So is that your secret for six-pack abs?
No, I don't think so. No. A pizza, a large pizza.
He said, go to town. I saw you eat pizza earlier.
Yeah.
This is a subject dear to my heart. So at the end of what pizza too? But end of a week, lots of work done, lots of training done. What is the go-to, what are like the top go-to cheat meals for you, my friend?
Check it. Here it is.
It's a large
pizza and a whole quarter of ice cream from Baskin Robbins.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. What flavor of ice cream?
I like pralines and cream. Keep it classic.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's a little southern style there.
After you do that, do you feel like you have, like you like gliked up and you're ready to have a lot of energy the next day when you train?
I usually just pass out from a sugar high.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I feel great.
You feel amazing after that, I bet.
It's restorative.
I find that when I eat a ton of carbs the night before, like if I've been training, eat a ton of carbs the next day, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
It'll make me pass out.
Yeah.
But then the next morning,
I feel last time, like during the week, I feel after like a long week of training, I feel kind of depleted. Like my body's just craving something bad. And that's when I go for it.
That's the mistake people make, is they don't respond to that craving. Your body's telling you, look, calories, any kind of calories, give them to me.
Yeah.
You got to honor the craving.
Pralines and cream.
Hashtag honor craving. Whatever that's.
I never really go that far. I usually just go with just pizza or just some ice cream. I never really like do like the whole pizza.
You're not alive. You're not living your life, Doug.
I got to go overboard one of these days and experience it.
I've changed it a few times. What I've been doing lately is a pint of coconut ice cream.
Okay.
Because I can't do the dairy.
Yeah.
Unless it's goat.
Yeah.
And they don't make goat milk ice cream, unfortunately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I do it.
Sounds
pint,
weird.
And then I'll buy like a few packs of popcorn. So I'll crush like two bags of popcorn and a pint of ice cream.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like been my go-to lately.
Yeah.
Cereal's your thing too, right? A little sugary cereal?
Well, I was doing the Fruity Pebbles with goat milk.
Yeah.
That's been pretty restorative for me. I went with that because it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
It's a gluten-free cereal. Yeah. Healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I usually go to pizza and ice cream, but I'm down for it. If it's bad, I'm eating it. Like, I don't really have like a particular, but I like pizza and ice cream the most. But whatever's kind of around, like, I'll go for it. I love cupcakes too. I'm one of those guys. So I don't know if you guys have in Tennessee, but we have little cupcake shops.
Everywhere, man.
So check it out. I'm one of those guys that walks in, gets a whole dozen, and eats a whole dozen in one sitting.
Whoa. Yeah. If you ever come to Memphis, we have somebody you need to meet. She makes the most amazing pastries and cupcakes and all that mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, she also runs like she also does paleo food.
Yeah, yep.
But like her first business was like making wedding cakes and then like making all these pastries.
Yeah. Her best pastries are actually the coconut flour, like paleo-ish style, like chocolate cake stuff, man. That is way better than anything else I've had from her, really.
I agree.
That's a good thing about a paleo diet. Fatty is there. The desserts still get pulled off just fine.
So you were saying you want to work on your gymnastics. You spend much time on the parallel bars? I've wanted to get a parallel bar or set of parallel bars at our place forever.
Legit parallel bars.
Honestly, I don't spend too much time on there. I should probably spend a little more time. But those are just something we had for a while. And we have a man test. It's called a man test on there.
Oh, yeah? What's the man test?
So it's
Chris Moore's going to be doing the man test tonight.
In the intro of the show.
Check this out. All right. So it's called a man test. And there's only one person that's ever completed it. And it was a woman.
Okay, well, what is
the anyway,
test?
Here's the test.
I want to know.
Here's the test. So it's five dips at the end of the parallettes. Walk your way across, five dips. Walk your way backwards, four dips. Walk your way across, four, three, all the way down to one.
I'm not a man.
Usually it gets to, if you're like, I think my best was ever was like, I was starting my twos and just Yeah, as far as I've ever gone.
It doesn't sound like that much.
It doesn't sound like that much, but believe me, it is nasty.
How long
do you
think you're in the dip position? Like, how long are you on the bars if you finish it? Two minutes.
Yeah.
Long enough.
There's only been one person. That was a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Miranda?
I want to try.
It was Lori Galassi. Lori Galassi from Santa Cruz. Yeah, she was the only one.
I'm not familiar with her. Y'all know her?
Taking these headphones off.
Yeah, our audio keeps cutting in and out. We got a little cut on our.
It's all CTP's fault. We're gonna blame him.
Need a new cord.
Yeah. All CTP's fault.
There you go. So I feel like you and Jason are like the lucky guys that only eat twice a day, and you're still like well over 200 pounds, like all muscled up. Like a lot of guys would love to only eat twice a day and be able to be like 210 and like super strong. Like what do you attribute that to besides eating a dozen cupcakes in a sitting?
Genetics.
Yeah.
I hold my weight. I don't really go. I mean, if I go to town for like a couple of days, like during Christmas, during the holidays, I'll weigh like 220. Yeah. But I usually, doesn't matter. I stay at like 205, 210. I don't go anywhere below that.
So during the holidays, you bulk up. Unintentionally.
It's the holidays. So my mom gets all kinds of tamales. I'm half Mexican. My mom's full Mexican. So we get the tamales for like a whole week, and I eat them breakfast, lunch, dinner. Every
That's
meal
one of my favorite things.
Gone.
Yeah. A good tamale goes a long way. Yep. No doubt about that.
Yeah. With a fried egg on top, man.
Yeah. That's right. I don't really stress.
Shout out to Scott. He's listening.
I try to keep my diet as clean as possible, but... I don't eat the greatest. I'll be the first one to say it. And it's hard to eat good too when you're around Miranda, around Jason, Pat Barber. Yeah. Like Jason doesn't have the greatest diet. He always like, yeah. And Miranda has pizza like three times a week. So yeah.
Oh, you're calling everybody.
I know. Dang, he's dropping names.
She's the first one to tell you she has pizza like three times a week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The secrets of the level one staff.
She's laughing right now.
it's zone pizza though, right?
It's totally zone pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
Gluten free, all that.
Yeah. Far from it. I feel like we're tapped out. CTP's giving us the sign.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap this up. I had a great time. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. No problem.
Podcasting
fun.
With us. It's an honor to have you on the show. any sponsors you want to mention?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, my home gym, NorCal CrossFit. I love them. They're my family. Progenics, huge part of my life. Again, Faster Equipment and Reebok.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, if you guys enjoy this podcast, make sure to go to iTunes. Give us 2,000 stars.
It's not possible.
And a positive comment.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.